Hello and welcome to Unlocking Adventures with Lisa Kay, your parent travel podcast. That's right. This is about you parents out there, not about your kids. I know. You're looking for a way to plan a perfect trip for your kids. And that's so sweet. And I love that. But I think you deserve a podcast too. And you deserve some tips and you deserve some ways for you to have a good time. Because let's face it, we live in a world where it's a lot of go, 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 go. We got to do this. We got, you know, you got to go to work. You got to take your kid to swim practice. You got to do X, Y, Z. And then when you have a vacation, it shouldn't feel like work. You know, you hear from people, oh, I need a vacation for my vacation. Or often I hear that, you know, the parents take their kids to these places and the kids had a great time. They saw the ocean for the first time. They met some incredible celebrities or, you know, to them, you know, someone from a show or something like that, or they went on a ride or whatever it is that they did. But I don't hear the same enthusiasm when I ask, but what about you? What did you enjoy? And no, I'm not looking for, well, I enjoyed seeing my kids be so happy. I mean, that's great. I love seeing my kids be happy too, but there's got to be more. And that is really important to me because I have failed so many times when I've been on trips with my kids. And it took me a little while to realize that I was wasting my vacations by being miserable. I plan every aspect of our lives. And then I went on vacation. I was doing the exact same thing. And I didn't take a breath. I didn't take a moment to enjoy myself. And a lot of this came in realization, you know, for me early on with my kids, but I noticed that I'm not the only one doing it. Recently, we were in Disney World. We love Disney. We're a Disney family. And we try and go whenever we can, but it's expensive. So we don't go as often as we'd like to. And I'm looking around. My son was taking a nap in the stroller. He's my son, Gregory. He's two. Taking a nap. And so my husband took our daughter Abby to on a ride. And I just was sitting having a cup of coffee because, you know, any moment you get a cup of coffee when you have kids, a hot cup of coffee, it's just phenomenal. And I'm just sitting, you know, taking a break, taking it all in, looking around in Future World and, you know, the rides and the atmosphere. And I was just like in my element. And I just looked and I see not one, not two, but dozens of adults. Miserable, just miserable. No, I get it. It was hot and, it was, you know, I think it was going to rain. It's Florida. That's what happens. But these parents with kids, and I'm assuming they're parents, you know, they could have been aunts, uncles, grandparents. I don't know, but I'm assuming so. But they were so unhappy. No one had a smile on their face. And there's, I know, I mean, I get it when your kids have a meltdown. That's okay. You could be unhappy about that. My kids have meltdowns all the time. Mine do, at least. And you're so unhappy. It's just phenomenal to me because it's so expensive to go to Disney that you're spending all this money. And it wasn't just this one instance that I saw. I people tell me all the time, you know, my kid had a great time meeting Mickey Mouse. Did you have a good time meeting Mickey Mouse? Oh, it's not about me. It is about you. You're spending the money. You're spending your time off of work. You're arranging people's schedules. You're planning it out just to be miserable or just for only for your kid to be happy. And I mean, I love my kids. I want my kids to be happy, but I also want to be happy. So I think the challenge is that a lot of times we as parents kind of lose our identity when it comes to stuff like this because we're forced to in some ways. You know, you got to rearrange your life when you have a baby from, you know, what you're going to do during the day, whether it's you're going to keep working, not work, who's going to care for your kid if you are working, what's your savings account going to look like, you know, go and bring them to the doctors. Oh, you got everything in place, everything's set up, everything's all the sitters are in my place, and then someone's got a fever. You know, it's just you do all of this, and I get it, and your life is about someone else and not just you and your partner, but you know, just you're spending all this money and all this time going on a trip. You should be happy. And so it should be about you. And so what I wanted to focus on today is some of those tips to help you. I've made a lot of mistakes when it comes to travel. So now I have a 4.5-year-old and a 2.5-year-old. So I've been doing this for 4.5 years, and I've been on countless number of trips, and I've failed countless number of times. So I hope that what we talk about today and throughout the course of this podcast helps you kind of be better and really focusing in on the fact that it's your vacation too. So my very first tip is don't go on a trip that you don't want to go on. So for example, I don't like to camp. I am not a nature person. I like nature. I like hiking. I like seeing trees. I love that. But at the end of the day, I like to be home. I like to be able to have electricity. I like to take a shower. I do not like to smell like a campsite. I just don't. I don't like it. My husband does. He loves it. He can take my kids camping. I'm not doing that. I just don't want to. Maybe if we camp in my backyard and I get to go inside and you know, have access to my fridge or to whatever I want. That's what I want to do. I like pools. I like going to I could be at a pool all day, indoor, outdoor. I love swimming. And I like the beach. I like that. I like amusement parks. I love Disney, as I mentioned. But, you know, if you don't like to go to the beach, you don't like sand. Like, I know people who don't like sand. Don't take your kids. You don't have to. You're not required to. You're not. If you love camping, take your kids camping. Do it. If you don't like camping, don't take them camping. And if you love Disney, take them to Disney. And if you don't love Disney, you don't have to take them. You can, you know, you're more than welcome to try. And, you know, maybe you don't think that it's a place for adults. It is. There is definitely a lot to do. But you're not required to. So think about what type of trip that you like. What do you like to do? Do you love to travel internationally? Well, when we're allowed to do that, I know we're in COVID times right now and we can't go everywhere. Take your kids. You know, it's a great experience. Do you love to have a camper and drive across country? Take your kids. Do it. Do a trip that you want to do. And then if you don't want that, if you hate road trips, don't do them. You are not required to. And I want you to keep that in mind. Think about, write it down. Everything that you what you would want at a trip. You want to fly, you want to drive, you want to go on the fastest roller coasters, or you want to sit at the beach and put your feet in the sand all day. Write it down. See what it is that you like. And then we can figure out a way to make sure your kids are having a good time too. Because I'm going to be completely honest. Your kids are going to notice if you don't have a good time. So why not have a good time? And then your kids are going to have a good time. They are. You're taking them on a trip. And just keep all that in mind. There's always something you can figure out what to do. You know? So just focus on some of the stuff that you want to do. Now, of course, if your ideal trip is to be by yourself and sit in a spa all day with no kids, well, then you can take your kids for that kind of trip. But, you know, figure out how to get that done, too. You just definitely deserve that. And we'll talk about that in another episode. But just really focus in on the things that you like before you even get out the door. So next, speaking of getting out the door, here's another big tip with kids. This is going to help you out. Whatever you plan to do, wherever you plan to go, always have buffer time. Always plan for more time than you need to get out the door, to get to an excursion, to whatever. You know, if you're on a cruise with your kids and you're on an excursion or you're at port and you need to get back to the boat by, I don't know, 3 p.m., plan to get back by 2, maybe earlier. Because your kids take a lot longer than you think. We drive with our kids in various places. So, you know, we're going on a trip that it takes like an 8 hour drive, 8.5 hour drive or something like that. Normally with my children, it takes 12. Why does it take 12? Well, first to get out the door, got to go potty. No, you don't have to get potty. Oh, you do have to go potty. Okay. Can you please go potty? Where are your shoes? Why do you only have one shoe on? Where did your sock go? Weren't you wearing pants before? These are the conversations I have every morning when we're trying to get out the door just to go to school. So imagine trying to get on the road, trying to beat traffic, trying to get the car packed with all the suitcases and that one last toy that they have to take, because if they don't have it, it's a panic. So really take, maybe really plan for that buffer time. It's key no matter what you're trying to do. When we have to get to the airport, and, you know, if you want to get to the airport, let's say 2 hours in advance, and it takes you, I don't know, let's say you want to be at the airport by noon, right? Because your flight's at 2, so you want to get there by noon, so you can check in, all that stuff, and it takes you an hour to get to the airport. So normally, you'd leave at 1, get there at noon, life is great. No, don't do that with kids, especially if you have little kids. So we have a 4.5-year-old and 2.5-year-old. They come with lots of things, lots of stuff. The stroller, car seats, if you have to bring them, everything in the world that they cannot live a week without, like, I don't know, that random green sweatshirt, just things. So it takes a lot longer than you think. So if we wanted to be at the airport by noon, it takes us an hour to get to the airport, instead of leaving at 11, which is what you should do if you want to be there by noon, we'd leave probably at 10, 10:30. Excuse me. Because these kids are insane. And as soon as you get out the door, someone's going to have to go potty. So you're going to have to turn around. Or someone needs a diaper change. Both have happened. Somebody's exploded in their diaper. And you have to figure that whole situation out. So really, just do it. Save yourself some headaches and leave early. Because the worst thing that's going to happen, you're just going to be early. That's awesome. To be early as a parent, I don't think I've ever had that ever in my life. Ever. So really plan for that buffer time. That will save you. Next, this tip is really for if you have those younger kids, I would say maybe under 5, but it could be beneficial for maybe 7, 6, pack extra clothes. Even if your kid's potty trained, fully potty trained, is the cleanest kid in the entire world. They never make a mess. They know how to eat yogurt without getting it on top of their head. Yeah, I don't know how my son does that, but it's usually in his hair. And he doesn't have that much hair. Or in his ear. Or on his toes. Yeah, I don't know. He's 2.5. Let's just say that. So definitely be sure to pack extra clothes, because they'll either have an accident or poop through their diaper, or it'll be Wednesday and they want to wear green and they don't have a green shirt on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. They just want to wear green. Yeah. I don't know. It happens. Cause they get, you know, traveling is just very different for them. You know, they're going to act differently, especially if it's against their routine, you know, so maybe they'll have an accident because, you know, my daughter, it happens, you know, it just happens. So pack extra clothes. They'll really help you as you kind of figure out this whole thing. Like my daughter was fully potty trained, and we just had gotten to this, we were going to a store or something. We were traveling and we were running to the store, and she had an accident right in front, right before we even got into the store. So I quickly took her in, put Rod to the bathroom, and changed her. Completely changed her. She then had another accident later on, and I had no more clothes. I had to put her in her brother's clothes at that point, and he was 1 and she was 3. So that was fun. And we had, and I mean, when I say pack clothes, pack a complete set of clothes, including shoes, because she definitely peed all over her shoes and I had no more shoes. So pack extra clothes because it's just going to happen. When we were just recently in Disney, it was hot because it's Florida. And my daughter was sweating and she doesn't like to be, you know, she was uncomfortable. And so she switched outfits at least 3 times a day because she was getting sweaty and she was uncomfortable and she just didn't want to wear those shorts anymore. So just be prepared. It's just easier. It really is to just not have those arguments and it makes you happier. And you're like, all right, fine. We'll just change again. It's fine. We'll just do it. We got plenty of clothes. We'll just make it work. The next tip, and this I did learn the hard way. Always have snacks. I don't care if your kids are 13, have snacks. Now my kids are younger, so I obviously can't talk to the teenage realm too much, but I do know that snacks are helpful for everyone. I'm not just talking for your kids. Obviously, bring your snacks for your kids. But also bring snacks for you because you know what? I get cranky when I'm hungry and having a snack makes me happy. And so having snacks available for your kids is going to be really good. And I would say pack the snacks, but don't tell your kids you have them. I like to hide them in the diaper bag or in my purse or in the bag in my front seat if we're having a road trip so that when, you know, they start to get a little antsy or a little whiny because, you know, they're hungry or all that. And just in case we are stuck in traffic because it has happened and I have been without snacks and you're stuck in traffic and you can't get to a rest stop, can't get anywhere and you're still driving on your road trip. You have the snacks available. Or if you're on the plane and, you know, they don't have any snacks available or anything that you think your kids are going to like or whatever, and you're trapped because you're on a plane. I just like to have some snacks available, pull out, you know, a couple crackers or whatever and give them. And only giving them a little bit at a time, you know, like those little mini bags are always good or set up bags so that they don't know that you have all those snacks. We made the mistake of, we had a whole bag of chips or veggie straws, you know, those things. They're, I don't know. We had a whole bag of those when we were on the plane and like a big bag, not like those individual size ones, like the big bag. And my daughter said she was hungry and she saw the bag and she wanted some. And she ate that entire bag on the flight. She just ate it. And then we had no snacks. None, and her brother didn't get any. They're supposed to be shared. So my advice is to not show them those snacks, that whole bag. And when they get hungry, then you can magically have them in your Mary Poppins purse, as I like to call it, where they just appear. You don't want to be stuck in traffic on Thanksgiving week trying to get to your in-laws' house and you're in bumper to bumper. And you're going nowhere fast and you have no snacks, not a single one, because they're all gone. And you've got a cranky 2-year-old. This is when my daughter was 2. Maybe she was 1.5, something like that. And we got nothing. We literally got nothing. No choices. So that is painful. I don't want you to do that. So make sure you have snacks more so than you would ever need. Have a bag just of snacks. It's fine. Just do it. You just never know. So let's see. We've got clothes. We got snacks. You're going to need a big old bag for when you travel with kids. And we got buffer time. Oh, so here's the next one I would also say. This is especially for your littler kids, I would say, or under 5 probably. Plan for naps. You are in that glorious nap stage. Gosh, I miss when my daughter used to nap. Where they still nap in the middle of the day or whatever their schedule is, incorporate that into your trip. Just do it. You are going to be so much happier. Plus, you can also take a nap. I love that. I love being able to go back to the room and just take a nap because vacationing sometimes is hard, especially if you are sightseeing. You know, if you're someone who likes to go sightseeing or you like to do adventures or, you know, or like when we go to Disney and you go hardcore, you know, you're going on the trips. It's a lot of stimuli all around, you know, new sights, all of this. So plan for those naps. Don't try and skip those naps. Plan to, that your child is going to need a nap, and you can plan efficiently. So let's say you don't want to go back to the hotel room because it's annoying and you don't want to stop your middle of the day, and you know, you just want to keep going, or you're nowhere near your hotel. So make sure you have the ability for your child to take a nap somewhere. So if they're babies and they're really good being carried in the, those baby wearers or baby carrier things, my daughter was not good at that. My son was good, but then he reached the weight limit too fast and it was uncomfortable. But definitely, you know, bring that and be prepared to use it. Now, I will say, test it first. Make sure that they like it. Like I said, my daughter hated that. She hated being in those baby carriers. She just didn't like being on me or on my husband, and she just wanted to flail out, and it was just uncomfortable for everybody. So we bring a stroller with us almost anywhere we go, and my son loves sleeping in the stroller. So, you know, make sure you have a place to put them if they need those middle of the day naps, and you're not prepared to go back to the hotel. Or go back to the hotel and take a breath. You know, if you're going somewhere hot and you need to get out of the heat for a little bit, it's a great opportunity. So definitely take advantage of that. I mean, I want to incorporate naps into my life every day. It's awesome. I love it. So really plan for that as well, because you're gonna need it. And I guess this all brings us back to my very first tip, and then my last tip again, I'm just going to reiterate it, is make sure you're doing things you want to do. If you like naps, definitely take naps. If you like to go to amusement parks, take your kids to an amusement park. You know, obviously make sure there's things for them to do there, but you can find ways to enjoy yourself. If you love the beach, take them to the beach. Just make sure that you're having a good time. Remember, it's your vacation too. It's not just theirs. It's yours too. Let's say it together. It's not just my kids' vacation. It's my vacation too. So really just, you know, find a way to be a parent on vacation. I know it's hard. I know. We are not conditioned to take a break. We just aren't. We're conditioned to go, 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 like I said. But you deserve it, and I hope you find it. And I hope I can help you a little bit along the way. Well, that's it for today. I hope you had a real blast talking about all the things that, all the tips and tricks for you and your vacations as parents and all those other great things in between. If you're looking for any more resources, be sure to visit unlockingadventures.com. That's unlockingadventures.com for resources, tips, and if you couldn't take notes quick enough on today's episode. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next time.